Great. Okay, so I'd like to thank the Chiropractic Healthcare and Aging and Public Health sections of the APHA for inviting me to talk. The title of my talk is Public Health Burden, Epidemiology, Importance of Osteoarthritis as a Health Issue. And I have no disclosures. So the outline of my talk is I want to start by giving an overall description of osteoarthritis and define specifically what I mean by osteoarthritis so you know when I give different epi studies what exactly that means. The next, I want to talk about the epidemiology of osteoarthritis, not only in the United States but worldwide. And then finally, I want to talk about the burden of OA. So first, with the definition of OA, so it's important to realize that OA is a pathology that involves the entire joint. Oftentimes, we think of OA as just a disease of cartilage, but it's not only that, but it also involves the development of bony outgrowths, which called osteophytes, which are here on the side. This is a radiograph of the knee. It also involves inflammation of the joint capsule and the synovium. In addition, it involves things called bone marrow lesions or sclerosis. Here you can see on the bottom. And lastly, it involves lax ligaments and muscular weakness. So well beyond this sort of idea that OA involves just a joint, just a pathology of cartilage, it's much more than that. So now when we talk about OA, oftentimes there's different definitions, and so I just want to spend a minute again just talking about what those definitions are. The first is radiographic. So radiographic is evidence of structural disease, so the things I just finished talking about on x-ray, specifically joint space narrowing or bony sclerosis or osteophytes. Now, there's symptomatic OA, which is the presence of structural disease on x-ray as well as the presence of knee pain. So it's the patient also saying, you know, I have, or in this case it's knee pain, or I have pain. So it's structural findings on x-ray and pain. And then lastly, clinical OA. So clinical OA is nothing to do with radiographs, but rather it's the presence of pain and physical exam findings, things like palpation and looking at the sort of presentation of the patient. So these are the different definitions of OA, and as I go through the epi studies, the majority that are used, especially on the sort of world scale, are mainly clinical, so they're not taking x-rays, but they're rather basing on patient presentation. Okay, so next we're going to move on to the epidemiology of OA. And here in the United States, the prevalence of OA is thought to be around 27 million for adults. And worldwide, what I want to show is a graph here. On the y-axis, we have the prevalence, and on the x-axis, there's sort of two groups of countries. The first group of countries is for knee OA, and then those same groups are repeated for hip OA. And so for knee OA, the prevalence ranges anywhere from 6% in rural Bangladesh all the way up to 32% in Japan. Now, it's important to note that these studies are it's clinical OA, so it's not by radiographic findings. Also, the age ranges differ a little bit, so that could be one of the reasons specifically for Japan to have such a high age range is that they're sampling a little bit older population than the rest. But this is the point of this is to give you more of a flavor of the sort of range of in this case, knee OA. Now, hip OA, on the other hand, is not as prevalent. This varies anywhere from around 1% to around 12% around the world. And another note is that for men, they have a little less prevalence of knee OA compared to women. But for hip OA, it's rather similar between men and women. Okay, so that's just a sort of overview. Now, when we talk about risk factors for OA, age is a major risk factor. So the CDC estimates that for people in the U.S. who have OA in at least one joint is around 14% for those over 25, and this jumps up to about over a third for individuals over the age of 65. And then worldwide, this trend is certainly apparent. The following graph on the y-axis shows the prevalence, and on the x-axis is different age, increasing age ranges, and you see the different symbols are just different regions of the world. And worldwide, as people get older, the prevalence of OA increases. Now, the troubling thing is that not only in the United States, but worldwide, the population is getting older. The proportion of people who are 65 and older worldwide will increase in the coming years. And so for arthritis, and specifically for OA, that means the prevalence of our disease is going to increase. Jenny Hoopman in 2006 did a nice analysis where she looked at, she forecast the proportion of people who were over or in different age categories, the proportion that would have develop arthritis. And she found that among the red highlighted group, that those over 65, the prevalence will essentially double between 2005 to 2030. Now, another, in addition to age, obesity is a risk factor specifically for knee osteoarthritis. On the y-axis, we have the lifetime risk of knee OA, and on the x-axis, we have increasing age, and the dotted line represents non-obese men and women. So not about 10% of men have, the lifetime risk for non-obese males is around 10%, for females is around 12%, and for obese males and females, this jumps up to 16 and around 24%. So obesity is a very strong risk factor for knee OA. Okay, so now I'd like to just move on to the burden of osteoarthritis. The major symptom of the disease is pain, and this leads to function limitation and disability. Things like difficulty walking stairs, difficulty squatting, and disabilities, things like difficulty dressing and activities of daily living. And so for pain, for arthritis-related conditions, pain is the second most common, was the second most common reason for medical visits in 2005, and hypertension was the first, which was asymptomatic. So pain is something that primary care physicians are seeing quite often, and this pain is related to arthritis. Now, for function limitation, osteoarthritis is the leading cause of function limitation disability in older adults. This is data from the Framingham study. And for OA is the ninth most common disease contributing to years lived with disability in the U.S. And on a on an international scale, it's 11th most common disease worldwide. So pain, functional limitation, and disability are quite common and leading cause, and OA is a leading cause for these. Now, what's facing us most recently as a nation and an international community is the number of total joint replacements. Total joint replacements is used to address pain and functional limitation in hip and knee and is the most commonly prescribed musculoskeletal procedure in the U.S. Now, the reason why it's becoming much more of a public health issue is the increased number of joint replacements that are occurring. Data from 2008 data from 2004 suggested that there's 225,000 hip replacements, which was a 37% increase from just 4 years earlier, and knee replacements topped over 400,000, which was a 50% increase in 2000. And I can tell you over the last 9 years, that trend has continued where the number of joint replacements has increased substantially. So just to conclude, OA is highly prevalent and will become more prevalent worldwide as the population ages. There are modifiable risk factors. Specifically, I talked about obesity specific for knee OA, so this provides a treatment target. And lastly, there's a substantial health burden that comes from OA, namely in the form of pain and associated functional limitation. And lastly, from a public health perspective, the number of total joint replacements. So this concludes my talk.